a passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's edition of the Dr. Kevin Show. And as always, we bring you some of the most interesting people, thoughts, conversations, and we invite you to be part of that conversation. And you can be part of that conversation by calling in to our live show at 202-570-7057. That is 202-570-7057. Now, if for some reason you can't or don't want to call in, but you'd still like to be part of the conversation, come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. Today's show is posted there with all the information about today's guest and how to contact her. You can also leave messages, and we will bring those on the show as long as they are appropriate. If you are not listening to this between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Thursday night, it means you're listening to one of the replays, so don't try to call in because we won't be there. But you can still go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. Post your question or comment, and either I or tonight's guest will get back to back and respond to that comment for you. Well, you're at My Dr. Kevin. Please like the page because I'm a likable guy, even if I have to say so myself. Dear self, are you likable? Absolutely. So when you're there, make sure you like the page. As always, we start with my hot topic. Then we will introduce tonight's guest. We'll get her take on my hot topic, and then we will put her through the Dr. Kevin paces. And for those of you who may be joining us for the first time or haven't joined us for a while and you're trying to remember what hot topic is, hot topic is something that makes me feel either warm and fuzzy in the cockles of my heart or gets me hot under the collar. And then I'm all wound up and we get out my soapbox and I hop on it. I've been making a conscious effort recently because I had a lot of hot under the collars, especially with our current political and situation going on. And I decided that I was going to make some real attempts at not having them all be hot under the collar. I think there's enough negativity in the world as there is, so I'm looking for more positive stories. Now, this story is an interesting one that I want to share with you, and I want to share it with you first, before I do, actually, by saying that I am not advocating that I support the treatment choices that are outlined here, but it is the actions that I think are notable and should be shared. If that doesn't make sense to you now, it will probably make sense to you when we finish the thing, finish today's story. Today's story is about a pharmacist who changes state law to put expensive chemo drugs in the hands of the poor and the uninsured. So first of all, we know how I feel about chemo and over medication. Not that all medication is bad, but a pharmacist's three-year campaign has finally achieved its goal of allowing people to donate their expensive unused medications to individuals who cannot afford them. The medications must be expired in an original packaging in order to be donated for now. The program will only be accepting up to 30 different kinds of medication, most which will be oral chemotherapy drugs and medication for transplant patients. But legislators hope to expand the program to include more medications as the program goes. Phil Baker, the founder of Good Shepherd Pharmacy, over the course of the last 3 years, his nonprofit pharmacy has specialized in putting costly medications that are donated by manufacturers into the hands of low-income or uninsured people for free or a dramatically reduced price. They go on to talk about how a lot of the new chemos are in pills, and sometimes they cost $30,000 for a one-month supply. We'll try not to get hot under the collar about that. Until he got the law changed, and this is in Tennessee, those all just had to be thrown away. Even if they were still good, not needed, unexpired, unopened, they were just thrown away, and then somebody else either went without medication that they believed they needed, or absolutely did need because they couldn't afford it. So I think that I want to take my hats off. I may not agree with some of the medications that he's passing around, but you know, that's neither here nor there. I think that this is great that he's come forward and he's tried to help people and make sure that poor people are getting the same access to toxic medications that rich people do. Now, that being said, there was no sarcasm in that last comment, in case you wondered. I want to introduce today's guest. Tonight's guest is Donna Bass. Donna's been on the show before. We've talked about a number of different things, but it's been quite a while since we've seen Donna, and she's got some new stuff up. Of course, if you have a day of the week that has a vowel in it, then Donna has something new going on. Those of you who have ever met or know Donna will know that I'm not exaggerating. Donna began her herbal interest in the woods of Maine as a young girl tutored by her grandmother. She has gone on to sit in an herbal apprenticeship to get her Master Herbalist certification while earning a degree in behavioral neuroscience and studying research and education as a PhD student at Sophia University. She has also served on the board of directors of Herbalists Without Borders and currently serves on the board of directors of the Wellness Center at the Cedar Rapids in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Donna is currently seeing clients teaching herbalism all over Iowa and the U.S. while organizing and participating in monthly people's clinics, collaborating with Herbalists Without Borders while she's writing an herbal textbook based in science and wise woman tradition. So speaking of wise women, Donna, are you there?
Yes, Dr. Kevin. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm interested to hear how you comment on tonight's story. I somehow thought this was an appropriate story considering we were having you on the show. So what do you think?
I think it's a great thing because there are some really important medications that people need that they're dying to get. So I think that's a great idea.
And I agree. I think it's a great idea. And I think this Phil Baker and the Good Shepherd Pharmacy I think that they did a very noble thing. I know you and I tend to agree that there might be just a hair of over-medicating going on out there.
Oh, you think?
But that doesn't mean that there isn't some legitimate need for medication. And $30,000?
One of the things that I'm really running into, because I sat my first apprenticeship with Sal Andrea at the Mustard Seed in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and that was in 1998. And we very infrequently ran into pharmacological issues. And so then I went to college and I got my degree, and then I went to grad school. And then I moved on and got my Master of Herbalist certification. Now I'm finding very often I can't give people herbs because they have so many, they're taking so many medications, and herbs are contraindicated if you're taking more than actually three or four different medications over the counter and prescription.
That's very interesting. And, you know, it's difficult because, how do you make that transition? Because, you know, and I'm going to use a very simple story out of my own life. When my husband's doctor said, "Oh, your blood pressure is a little on the high side," but you know, he's a type 1 diabetic, so the doctor was like, "So you need to go on blood pressure medication." And his cholesterol was a little on the high side, but within reasonable limits. "And you got to go on cholesterol medication." And I like this doctor, because he was open. Because what happened was, my husband picked him up, came home. Of course, you can imagine the conversation that ensued between the two of us.
That I can.
And, you know, and it was about, let's not rush to the medications if there were some other things we could be doing. Because it wasn't like neither one were crazy off the charts. But he was like, "Well, you know, I've had my doctor for a long time," and blah, blah, blah. And within a couple of weeks, side effects started showing up that he couldn't live with. And so
Right.
he chose on his own that he was going to let me do recommend some herbs that might help. And of course, this is all within our marital relationship. So everybody calm down. I wasn't diagnosing. I wasn't prescribing.
Right.
And he came out. And the next time he went to the doctor said, oh, I'm so glad you went on that medication. I mean, it was like 6 months or something, because his blood pressure was perfect and his cholesterol was perfect. And and he had to tell the doctor, well, I only took the medication for like a week, you know, and Kevin recommended some herbs and he's been, you know, helping me, you know, with them. And, you know, so this is what we did. And I give a lot of credit to that doctor because he, can you bring him in? What's in him? Blah, 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 blah. Let me do it and stuff like this. But that goes back to the question of, if you know that herbally you could do something for somebody's high blood pressure and they choose to not want to be on the medications, because none of us can say don't be on them, but they're on high blood pressure and then they're on cholesterol and then they're on, you're old and white and you got good insurance pills and you're on these different things, how do you manage that? How do you tear all of that apart? If they're taking more than three drugs and you can't do herbs?
Well, I recommend, first of all, that they have the doctor give me a call. Because, like you said, I cannot diagnose. I cannot go against anything that the doctor has recommended. I can, however, talk to the doctor and say, this, I have found, is very helpful. I will be happy to assist you in helping this person find maybe a less intrusive way, because sometimes drugs can be very intrusive with their side effects and their actions and stuff like that. And then we can work together. And this is part of what I envision my practice to be like, is to be a bridge between, because I have a really heavy duty science background and I have a really heavy duty wise woman background. So there are parts of both things that are wholly as close as we can get to perfect. Does that make sense?
I mean, it makes sense to me. And as somebody who's been, you know, worked as a medical intuitive for years, decades, and it's still not a day over 29. But anyways, I've had some very, very positive good luck experiences with relatively few, but some DOs, some MDs, some nurse practitioners, some nurses, some even chiropractors and naturopaths and stuff like this that were willing to legitimize my medical intuitive input and put it in as part of their diagnostic process. And worked with them on a semi-regular basis for a while because they always found that I gave them a piece of information they didn't have and it was helpful. But, you know, that's not – so I'm all about roundtables and trying to figure out. But let's face it, that's not the status quo. And I suspect even less so in Iowa.
Yes. It's very, very, very conservative here. They're just now beginning. I mean, back where I was in New England, you can't turn around without hitting a Reiki master or an herbalist. Here, I'm one of three in the whole area. And Reiki is just now beginning to make it into the public purview. So there's a long way to go outside of the coast. And I feel like it's just education, 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 education. I do a lot of teaching. I do a lot of classes with people. So the people go to their doctors then and say, listen, I want this. And the doctor can huff and puff, but they still want that. So I found that people, it's just a little bit at a time.
Okay. So we're going to move into the we've got about 3 minutes before we're going to go on break, it looks like, more or less. But we're going to begin in where do you want to take my listeners outside the box. And I know today we really wanted, I mean, we've concentrated on a lot of different things that you've done. We won't go through the list of stuff that you've studied and you've done, because that would take up the whole show and then we wouldn't get any conversations. But where would you like to take listeners outside the box about herbals? Where do you think that most people need to stretch their understanding of what an herbalist is, or what does it mean to work with or take herbals? And let's first of all say that this is not reading Reader's Digest and going to Walmart. This is not what we're talking about. So go ahead.
I think one of the things that I have a whole class on when to see an herbalist and what do herbalists do. And I feel like I'd like to let people know that there's another set of eyes out there for them, that there's another way to look at things that perhaps isn't in the realm of seeing, but it's not really intuition either. It's just another way of looking at the information. I'm very evidence-based, and but there's another way of also reading those studies and reading the literature to put it together in a way with intuition and with the medical intuitive. The two things, they can go together. I think that's a place to think about. Go ahead.
Well, no, it's very interesting because you said something that I want to comment on, which is that you started with more of the kind of wise woman, generational, passed down knowledge of how much benefit herbs and naturals could do. But then you hop to science because you're, and our music is coming in, but you hop to science because you wanted to understand the why better. On that comment, we're going to be right back. We're here with master herbalist Donna Bass.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine. Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to this week's Dr. Kevin Show. Remember, you can join our conversation that we're having with Master Herbalist Donna Bass by calling in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Or you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. You can like my page, and right at the top of it, you're going to see a picture of Donna, all of her contact information, and a little bit about how she got to where she is now and where she's going next. Donna, you still there?
I am here.
Oh, good. So we talked a little bit about, you know, trying to take some of the listeners outside of the box with herbs. And I realize that I don't know that we made a definitive statement. We put a lot of information. But from what we talked about, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, the definitive statement is there is a scientific basis for why herbs work.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. There are thousands of compounds in plants. Many of them haven't even been identified yet. And so what they do is some are active and some activate some part of your system, and some are depressant, so they depress certain parts of the system, and they can do this all in one leaf. But we don't know. We do know that there are thousands of compounds. We don't know what they all do, and we haven't even named them all.
So, and I think that's an important thing, because a lot of people, you know, and you hear this beef on my show regularly, my listeners do, and that's the beef that, you know, a medical intuitive or a spiritual, you know, somebody in the spiritual community, a shaman, a guru, whatever you want to call them, says something and we get nothing but laughed at and finger pointed and put down and insulted. And then 5 or 10 years later, science proved that we were right. And now suddenly they don't even know what our name was, and they don't want to be reminded that they made nasty comments when we said things.
Can I throw in a little story there?
Absolutely.
When I started college, I was 46, and I met my mentor, and he's still a very dear friend, and he was an awesome mentor. And he hired me the day that I met him to work in the lab. And so I was a work-study student, and I eventually went on to run the lab. But that very first day, I had mentioned something about that there's a fluid system in the body, and nobody really had a name for it, but we used it a lot in herbalism. And I don't even remember what we called it back in the day, and he's like, what are you talking about? No, there isn't. We've discovered all of the organs of the body. We know how the body works. So I was like, okay, well, from what I understand, the way that herbalism is talked about, cancer can work on these pathways. He's like, no, they can't. And so recently, a study came out in Scientific American talking about the interstitial tissues that carry the fluid of the body that we've known about for, Matt Wood has talked about for decades, and we've known about for decades as herbalists, and we have treated that system. So there are a lot of things that science doesn't know. And having been a scientist, the more you are a scientist, the less you know, because one thing just makes more questions. So that's my little story about that.
Well, and I think that it's very interesting, because it's pretty common that if you look at some of the greatest scientific discoveries and inventors and things like this, that if you look back, if they don't refer to it as an intuitive leap, what they describe is at some point there was an intuitive leap that got them to where they ended up being.
Right, right. Well, who's the first guy to try a raw clam?
I don't know.
Somebody's, you know, sorry, that's where my little mind goes, is who was the first guy to try a thing that's kind of icky.
Yep.
And weird, and nobody's going to do it.
Yep. So I think that it's important that, you know, people and you know, one of the ways we put it here on the Dr. Kevin Show is that you can have you can have two kinds of MD. You can have the kind of MD which has been very traditional, which we call the minor deity MD. And you bow at their altar, you do what they say, and if they tell you you're going to be dead on Friday, you better be dead by Friday because they told you.
That's right.
And then you have a new breed, which is also an old breed, because I think the old country doctor, before the AMA became so powerful and got such a big stick somewhere in its anatomy, that I think the old country doctor would, you know, remember what his grandma did when he had a cold and say, well, you know, so do you know, so well, let's start with some chicken soup, you know, but yeah. There was definitely a point. But then we have the MD that's the managing director that says, bring it all on, bring it all to me. I'm going to look at it all with an open mind. That's the codicil, an open mind. And then I will tell you what I think. And then it's your health. And it has to be your health care. Right. And you need to make a decision.
Right. And thankfully, I went to the University of New England, which is the a medical school. And that's where I did my undergraduate work. And so I ran the lab there. And a lot of the people that I went to school with are now doctors. They're physicians. And I once in a while will tap them with a question, and they're all about it. They're very excited to learn more about the herb or to whatever the situation is and to help me out. So I think you're right. There's definitely a new breed of doctor. One of my best friends, she just got pregnant and having babies, but she was having trouble getting pregnant, so she did research on red clover, and so she's all pregnant and due soon. So there is a new breed out there. You're right, 100%.
And I think that, you know, one of the things the listeners need to know, and we want to talk a little bit more about why they would want to either go to an herbalist or find out more about herbalism, but I think that what the listener needs to know out there is that the doctor does work for them. And if right. they're going to have a doctor that is going to not be respectful of their desires or how they would like to, you know, things they'd like to look at. I mean, I worked in close conjunction with an oncology clinic for a while as a medical intuitive, and the people there would send people to me that said, when they would come and say, well, I'd like to try some alternatives or naturals, and they would say, to go see me. That they trusted that I, first of all, would never, ever say anything about what they're doing, like, don't do that.
Right.
But that more so, there is a... that, you know, that they would listen to the information and take it in. But that, as you know, is the exception and not the rule. But we want our listeners to know, you get to make the rules.
That's right.
You get to make the rules. So why would somebody want to consult an herbalist or even take an herbalism class?
Empowerment. Like you said, make your own decisions, but you can't make those decisions without information. And as an herbalist, I empower people to make their own decisions. I give them all of the information. I give them information on how this is going to affect them, that is going to affect them. An herb is going to affect them with the drugs they might be taking. Because anything that changes your physiology is a drug. So herbs, while they have fewer side effects because they work in a different way, they're still changing the physiology, and they still work on similar pathways as drugs do. I empower people to take their health and the responsibility for their health in their own hands.
You know, one of the things that I've explained to people, because, you know, I do work as a medical intuitive, And, you know, and I always say, you know, I'm not diagnosing, I'm not prescribing. You've come to me because you want to look at an alternative pathway of healing. It's not like I'm hanging out at the local hospital and trying to say, hey, come over here. Have I got a deal for you? you know, one of the ways that I've explained it, and you can correct me if this is on the wrong way, is, you know, one of the reasons why there are fewer side effects with herbs is because your body looks at herbs like it looks at food. And and so it takes it in naturally. And, you know, you can get sick from eating too many apples, but no one's going to tell you that we should take apples off the market because it might make you sick. I mean, there's some, you know, reasonable precautions. And because medications are inorganic, your body does not recognize them naturally as a source, and therefore that increases the side effect. I mean, is that a good way to explain it?
I also add, because, you know, I like to give way more information than probably I need to. It's about feedback systems, right? So if you're sick, there's some place in the feedback mechanism of your homeostasis, you know, keeping your body healthy, is broken. And foods, we're meant to take in foods, just like you said. And so it works and it heals and it supports wherever your body is weak and not working as optimally as it might need to. So as far as side effects go, with herbs, you're working to support and working to fill and heal the feedback mechanisms, whereas things that have been distilled down often will just bust through that feedback mechanism, and without paying attention to the rest of the body, which is also involved in healing. So then it can cause, like, sometimes with cholesterol medications, it causes some mitochondrial problem, and you can become you can get your muscles won't work anymore. That's a bad thing, especially since your heart's just a big muscle, right?
Yeah.
So, but if you take red yeast rice, or if you take a number of other things, depending on your situation, to lower cholesterol, it works as a food, and so it works on the whole body. So all of the systems are nourished, while also supporting the feedback mechanism to balance cholesterol. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I feel like I'm talking to myself because I'm all the time going, does it make sense? Does that make sense? Makes sense. So with this, you know, one of the ways I would talk about it sometimes is it's like a Sherman tank going through your body, and maybe you just need a weeder, you know?
It just kind of blasts through and doesn't pay attention to the rest of it. And just like, I'm getting this done. Meanwhile, other systems also need attention.
Yeah. And, you know, how much damage, from a perspective as an herbalist, how much damage do you think is caused by the fact that we have sliced, diced, and segmented the body into so many different kinds of specialists that there is no general awareness that even if you think you're treating something on the foot, you could be affecting something in the shoulder? I mean, you know, we've become so highly specialized. Do you feel that's a detriment? And how do you see that play out in your practice?
It's a profound detriment. Because when I go looking for, I have a pretty extensive intake, and I ask questions about the emotional health. How are they sleeping? Where does your body hurt? Do you feel safe? How are your relationships? And people are like, I'm just here for an upset stomach. What the heck is all this stuff? Or they refuse to tell me. But it all goes together. We're a holism. And one of these things, I have to just feel that the analogy is correct. It's like our country. You know, we're all breaking down into little factions. And so we're not working together anymore. And so medical science, or science itself, has broken us into little compartments where we put little things. And so obviously if you have a headache, your head aches, so we're just going to give you that. It has nothing to do with your stomach. It has nothing to do with your muscles or stress. It's just a headache. So then if we compartmentalize it like that, the whole body is out of whack because we're a holism. One thing flows into another, flows into another, flows into another. Recently I wrote an article on how fat cells work. And so what I found was the receptors on the fat cell, there are receptors for estrogen, there are thyroid receptors there, there are receptors for insulin, and just like 20 or 30 receptors. That means that one fat cell interacts with all of those systems. Let's think about that for a second. We're a whole thing, and things that we can never imagine interact with each other. Our gut interacts with our brain. They didn't know that 5 years ago because I tried to tell my mentor that. He's like, no, it doesn't. Tell me where it says that in the research. I said, I'm telling you right now. So now what's the new thing that's come out? Our gut and our brain are connected. They are. So
well, it's,
you have to be treated as a whole.
Go yes.
Sorry.
You have to be treated as a whole, and you have to look at it that there is no such thing as shifting something in one part of the body and feeling mm-hmm. like another part of the body is not going to be affected by it. Our music is coming on. We will be back in just a moment. I am here with Master Herbalist Donna Bass here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras. A new double album of guided meditations to transform your life. A sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com. M-E-T-T-A mindfulnessmusic.com.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Help, my son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of today's show, the Dr. Kevin Show, where we are here with Master Herbalist Donna Bass. She has not only a Master Herbalist, she has a degree in behavioral neuroscience. She was a PhD student at Sophia University and is on the board of directors of Herbalists Without Borders and currently serves on the board of directors at the Wellness Center in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. I don't know what accent just came out of me, but one did. If you have questions about herbalism, natural health, alternatives, choices, anything, you can call in and talk to Donna and myself at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. So if you've had a question, we've got an expert with an answer. So call in or come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. Post your question there and we will bring it to our lovely Miss Donna and get an answer from her. And if you're listening to this as a replay, you can still come and ask that question. And we'll track Donna down and get an answer for you if it's not a question that I can answer. So, you know, we normally call this segment, and you've been on my show before talking about a number of different things. We call this What a Load of Crap with Dr. Kevin, about what load of crap you want to expose in the world. But I have actually some more questions that I'd like to ask you that I feel would be of service to our listeners. You okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So one of the things is anytime you have a business that reaches a multi-million, even billion-dollar industry, and alternatives, health and wellness, all of this new age spirituality, all of that kind of gets lumped together, has been at that mark for several years now.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have your share of con artists and snake oil salesmen that are going to come in and infiltrate it. How does somebody know if they're working with somebody who really knows what they're doing? Or did they just, you know, pick a lineup off the internet and ran with it?
Oh, my gosh. This is one of my favorite pet peeves ever. So herbalism, herbs do things to the body just like drugs do. Drugs come from, are distilled from herbs. They affect body systems. And it's... People, I feel like the general public isn't taught enough about how their own body works. So in turn, people who are not, who have an agenda, people who are not educated, just use fear to sell things. And when those things don't work, then all of herbalism suffers for it. And in turn, people suffer for it because there are alternatives to harsh drugs. There are alternatives to feeling awful all the time. There are alternatives that will help with chronic disease and acute disease. So, how will people know? Well, if it says something like, I ate this lemon with baking soda and it cured my stage 4 pancreatic cancer, that is wrong. If a TV personality comes on TV and says, I have this herb and it's as good as hydrocodone without the side effects and you won't feel pain, it's wrong. If you have an online personality say that if you buy my these particular drugs and your kid won't have ADHD anymore, not drugs, supplements, and your child will not have ADHD anymore, that's wrong. But people want answers. It's not, I don't think that people just want a quick fix and want to get on with their life. I think they want answers, and they can only get what they can understand. So I feel like it's my responsibility to train them, to show them that your body works a little differently. What works outside of it doesn't necessarily, like in a test tube, doesn't necessarily work the same inside it. And my big thing is to underpromise and overproduce, because you get so many promises that aren't true.
But how do you, I mean, so, and that's really good for, you know, the person who is trying to sell you something on TV. But how do you find somebody local that you feel they're the real deal, they know what they're doing? Because, you know, you can look at all the certificates you want on all the walls want, and you can print them up on your color printer.
Go ahead. Well, do they have an education from an accredited, not accredited, but responsible place? Is the person that they learn from like a naturopathic doctor? Or someone who's been in the business a long time that has a good reputation. So it's a lot about reputation with herbalism. And the other thing is the thing that I have found is if you ask somebody what is your cred, how did you learn this, if they get hemmy and high and say, you know, they did this or they did that, and, well, they paid their $100, and they get a certificate, it's time to kind of back away slowly. but if the person looks you in the eye and makes sense and underpromises and overproduces, I don't know. If you're online, if somebody's selling something, check it twice in another place. You know, usually if you get two websites saying the same thing, then you're probably doing well. Get an education, take classes. That's really important. I don't know. Word of mouth is huge.
So first of all, what I'm hearing you say is see what their credentials are. I was recently, we just had a, and excuse me, I'm going to sneeze.
Oh, good Lord.
I apologize. I hope I get the mic as far away from that as possible. I was at a traditional doctor's office having something checked recently with Jeff. And the doctor went and he had all of these certificates and stuff and all of these, like, he was the best doctor, blah, and he'd been named. And I started checking to see how legitimate they were, because you can certainly rig being on the front cover, and natural people in traditional and non-traditional do it all the time, where they pay a fee and now suddenly they're on the front cover and blah, blah. And if you take 2 minutes and research it, you find that you could be on that front cover too if you hand them a credit card.
Educate yourself. Take classes. Because if you educate yourself, you're much less likely to get caught with someone spewing some bull thinkies. You just have to be educated. You have, because this is, a lot of people don't know about herbalism, and they think that it's attached to like voodoo and Wicca and Satan and all that stuff. So that's not the case at all. It's not about spirituality. It's about how they work. Spirituality is involved, of course, but as far as herbalism goes, it's about getting to the root of the issues and alleviating pain.
So, I mean, I just want to make sure that I'm really clear here. You mean that it's okay, it's really okay if somebody is devoutly religious that they can use herbs? They're not going to get a thunderbolt somewhere.
Not that I'm aware of, unless they're collecting in a thunderstorm.
Okay. Just checking. Because you know.
Yeah. It says in the Bible that all things are put here for our use. I studied to be a missionary too. We'll talk about that later.
We're not going to go there. Go ahead.
No. But it does say in the Bible that all things are put here on this earth. So everything that we need is here on this earth for us to use. We get to decide how to use it. If we're going to be smart about it or if we're not going to be.
So, one of my questions for you at this point is that you keep on saying education, and I'm a big believer in, you know, you always want to get more information with which to make better decisions, whether that's through astrology or working with an intuitive or working with an acupuncturist or an herbalist or whatever. Like one person is only going to give you one perspective of the world.
Right.
And there are multiple. And you want to make sure that you're working with somebody who has lots of stuff, you call it cred, at least lots of history, has a successful track record, you know, has worked with people, things like this. So now you are starting, you're getting ready soon to be launching some herbalism courses, are you not?
Yes, I am. So I guess that's a good disclaimer right there. I believe that everybody should get education, and yes, I do. I am an educator.
Okay. So you are an educator, which, is great. And you have the science background, plus you studied the herbs. So when you talk about it, you kind of bring in the wise woman perspective of stuff and then the scientific perspective of this stuff. Now, you talked about that you did a class or something like that, which was like an intro to herbalism. Is that something that people might be able to find somewhere, or is that going to be somewhere where people, if people listening to you tonight go, you know, I'd like to learn a little bit more about herbalism. I think I'd like to, you know, I like the idea of somebody who has studied both sides of the coin and still can come out and talk about it. Do you have any classes like that coming up, or how can people find those, or?
Yes, I do. I'm just really excited to tell people about this brand new entity online. It's an online school, and it's called Wei Qi University. And what we do is we teach through a spiritual lens, but we teach rigorously. We teach continuing education. So I'll be teaching herbalism. I have inflammation, a tea series. I have stress, a tea series. Those are up. And pretty soon they'll be ready to go in the next few weeks. Stay tuned. I'm also developing a college curricula for an undergraduate degree, because we hope to be, in the next few years, we hope to be accredited. So what we do is we teach through spirituality.
Okay.
And so there'll be different schools. There's going to be some authorship that's going to be involved, how to write books and how to get them published. And there's going to be herbalism. This is what I'm about, the herbalism. So there's herbalism and how to do materia medica, and the spirituality of herbalism. And I'll also be teaching biology, chemistry, and botany through the eyes of herbalism. So through that lens, I'll be teaching all those things.
Well, that sounds good. And, you know, one of the things is that the world has gotten smaller with the internet and with being able to take classes online, but it's also gotten glutted with people. And I'm also going to be doing some of the teaching on Wei Qi University. I also have classes that is available through Om Times, who currently is the host of my radio show. There's a lot of things out there, but it's really important that when you find somebody and you go, that's the person I want to learn from, that you, I mean, if there's anybody out there and you go, I've always been kind of interested in herbalism and I think that this is somebody that I might like, well, let us know, you know, reach out. You have, if you come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, you have all of Donna's contact information. You can connect with her on Facebook. You can go to her website. You can do stuff and say, maybe I need a little bit more information so I can be proactive in my own health care. And if I do have a health issue, I can be more proactive in how I would like to solve it. You said something earlier, Donna, and I do have to comment, though, and say that there is a, you said that people, you know, want to know and they want to know the answers and they want to have a better idea of what's going on or these things. I'm not sure that's true, but I'm hoping that it's becoming more true because I think we're tired of giving our power away. Donna Bass. Yes. MamaMoonHerbals.org, Master Herbalist Donna, thank you for coming. Always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Kevin.
Bye.
Bye-bye.